Catholicism teaches faith plus nothing, grace plus nothing. So I'm going to preach on faith plus everything. How about that? Amen. Hey, there's more. You know, the wonderful thing about being poor is you've always got something to look forward to. You know, poor people have better dreams than rich folks. Amen. A fellow that never did have a car. When I was a little bitty kid, I never did get one of those kiddie cars. And I used to dream that there was a whole line of them going down the road and I could just take my pick. I'd give my eye teeth literally for one of them little old pedal cars. Boy, I would have been the envy of the neighborhood. To have had a yellow bike. And in the grapes of wrath, the old boy, you know, the boy of the family that was a mechanic when he was going out west in that old truck that they had loaded to the gills. And, amen, he was a mechanic, and he saw all them fine cars breeze by, and he said, boy, I'd like to tear one down like that. He couldn't wait to get his hands on an engine like that. Amen. He had a dream. He had something to look forward to. Hey, don't feel bad because you haven't got as much as the next fella's got. You got something to dream about. Hey, you got something to look forward to. The man that's like Mr. Linder down here that paid some $30 million for his share of, or Marge Schott's share of the Cincinnati Reds, and I thought that's pretty cheap. I would have figured, you know, that a ball club that pays their guys, some of those guys, you know, over a 4 or 5 year period, will make $7 million, you know, and I thought that's pretty cheap considering. Amen. But see, he's got everything, and now he's got a ball club. When you was a little guy, well, you'd have been lucky to get one of the cards of one of the players. Amen. Mr. Linder, he's collecting ball clubs, and the little guy, he collects cards. I never did, but somehow. Amen. So, praise God, you got something to look forward to. Us as Christians have got something to look forward to. I mean, my shot never has healed anybody yet, but I got something to look forward to. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of these days it might. Amen. Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do because I go to my Father. Man, keep praying. Ain't no telling what you're liable to do. Hallelujah. Mike was preaching about Duma, that African boy that fasted and prayed. They couldn't give him a church. Amen. Another African boy fasted and prayed, and they wouldn't give him a church. And so he just started his own church, and he saw a funeral coming down the street, and God spoke to him, told him to stop that funeral, raise the dead. He had it so fixed, every time they rung the bell, everybody came to church. Anytime they rung the bell, anytime day or night, they came to church. So he rung the bell, and everybody gathered out. He stopped the funeral and prayed for that dead person that they was about to bury, and God raised him up, and the black folks run off. He just thought it scared them so bad, you know, that they ran away. But after a while, they all come back and brought the whole country with them. They wanted to get in on that experience, praise God, that boy had that raised the dead. Hey, we got something to look forward to. Our leader raised the dead. Our leader raised from the dead himself. And some of these days, hallelujah, we're going to have a handshaking on the other side, and we're all going to get together again, and we find out that God didn't lose a man. They're all alive. Hallelujah. According as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Something to look forward to. Hey, we didn't have them promises till we got saved. We didn't get them all when we got saved. Probably didn't even know about them. I couldn't quote you one verse of Scripture hardly when I got saved. But now I know a few of the promises of God. Not as many as I'd like to, but hey, I got something to look forward to. Hallelujah. Given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Precious faith. Precious promises. Well, let's just add that. What do you say? All those precious promises to our precious faith. Man. I'm talking about faith plus everything. Hallelujah. Amen. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Man, a lot. We're not supposed to get worse because we got saved. We're supposed to get better. Partakers of the divine nature. Hey, hallelujah. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lust is evil desire. We've escaped that. Amen. And thank God we have. We're not bound by that. And thank God we're not. Did you know God can deliver a person from drugs and they won't even have a hangover? God has delivered folks from drugs and they didn't even go through withdrawal. Amen. God can do that. What does He do when He does that? He gives you something better. He gives you a better high than coke. Nowadays, you know, they've changed all the language till you got to be careful what you say. Amen. When you say grass, you got to differentiate what you're talking about. You say coke today, it used to be that you bought in a can or a bottle and drank, you know, soft drink, you know. But nowadays, you know, they've changed everything. Amen. Hey, I just don't go along with a lot of things that they have today. I just don't talk the language. Come on. Praise God. Beside all this, beside all this, what? Precious faith, precious promises, partakers of divine nature, escape corruption in the world through lust. Amen. Beside this, giving all diligence, add. That's plus. If you add anything, that's plus. If you got a calculator, amen. You add 25 plus 25. Amen. If you're going to go into addition, you're going to be honest with your mathematics. If you add, that's plus. 25 plus 25 is 50, isn't it? 25 plus 25, 50 in Hamilton. 2 plus 2 is 4. Huh? Amen. Beside this, give all diligence to add to your faith virtue. Woo-wee. Amen. Well, virtue, moral strength. Amen. Morality. Add to your faith virtue. Add that. So your precious faith, let's plus virtue. You add that yourself in the process of living for God. And to virtue, knowledge. Amen. Precious faith. Precious promises, plus virtue, plus knowledge. Amen. We begin to get a knowledge of the Word. Hallelujah. I mean, we had all kinds of crazy ideas before we got saved. We even had scriptures we quoted that wasn't scriptures. Amen. No boy arguing with me one day and was talking about tithes, you know it. He said, well, the Bible says charity begins at home. I said, it don't say that in the Bible. He said, don't tell me it don't say it. He's ready to fight about it. Amen. The charity begins at home. Amen. Hallelujah. We had all kinds of crazy ideas. You know, people's got enough crazy ideas to kill them. Backsliders got enough crazy ideas to kill them. Got enough crazy ideas to bring a curse on them. What do we need to do? We need to get in the Word of God and get straightened out as to knowledge. Add to our faith. Praise God for faith. I was listening to Billy Graham preach Sunday as we drove up the road, and wife commented on how that Swindoll said that he just didn't understand it. Billy Graham just preached the most simple message and thousands to get saved. Said if he said it, people wouldn't pay attention to it. But it's a gift to God, you know. Amen. Well, we need to learn more about the Lord. Can you say amen? While traveling through this world of sorrow on our way to glory land, we need to know more about my Jesus. We need to know more about my Lord. We need to know about salvation. We need to know about election. We need to know about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We need to know exceeding great and precious promises. Man, you'd have $1 million in the bank, and if you don't know it, you'd be as poor as Job's turkey. Amen. Hey, did you know that so and so, you got such and such, such up here in the bank? No! I didn't know it. Why didn't somebody tell me? Amen. Praise God. If you don't know what you got, you're poor even while you're rich. Amen. George Washington Carver was walking down the road, and one of his fellow black men met him and begged him for some money and said he gave him $1. And said, alongside the road, he wanted $1 to buy some food. He said, alongside the road, he counted 12 edible herbs alongside the road that was full of vitamins. And George Washington Carver said, my brother was rich and didn't know it. He was begging for $1 for some food. And it was all around him. Amen. Praise God. A ship drifted into the mouth of the Amazon, lost in the storm. Amen. And they radioed to another ship that they had been lost in a storm for a long time and that they were out of fresh water. They needed water bad. And please come to their side and help them with some water. And they said, you're in the mouth of the Amazon River. Drop your buckets and drink. Woo! Hallelujah. They was rich and didn't know it. Amen. My God, we can be drowning in a sea of blessings and be rich. And if we don't know it, we'll not claim the promise of God. Amen. So we need knowledge. We need to read the Word of God. We need to go to church. We need to hear lots of preaching. So we won't be so dumb. Hallelujah. And to knowledge, temperance. Temperance means self-control. Amen. This world's going crazy. It's out of control. Amen. Those poor, ignorant, utterly misled, and I want to say stupid boys, but I need a worse word than that. Got into that high school and killed all those young folks, and then got killed himself. Suicide mission for nothing. For nothing. Landed a whole bunch of people in eternity, most of them in hell. Amen. We need control, don't we? Out of control. Amen. Hey, temperance, self-control. We don't need to be under the control of some addiction that's going to kill us. We need to break the chains that bind. A man's an alcoholic, he's under the control of alcohol. A man that's a nicotine addict, he's under the control of nicotine. A person that's addicted to drugs, he's under the control of drugs. No matter what you're addicted to, you're under. The Bible said, of whom a man is overcome of the same, he's brought into bondage, he's under the control of that. He has not temperance. And so we add temperance. Amen. We learn to control our speech. I hadn't been saved too long, and my sister said something I didn't like because we was on the way to the creek to carry water. We carried water from the spring every day and carried it from the creek in the winter times, crystal clear, ice cold, so we didn't go all the way to spring in the wintertime. When it was wintertime, bacteria didn't grow. We just carried it from crystal clear creek. And my sister said something didn't like, and I cussed her out. That was just a habit. That's the way I would have responded before I got saved, before I realized that I'd said some cuss words. And I had to learn to control my speech. Be temperate. Watch what you say. You know where most folks' blessing leaks out? It's that great big gaping hole 1 inch below the nose. Amen. That's where most folks' blessing leaves, right there. Amen. Right out their mouth. Amen. We need to control our unto temperance. Let's add patience. We learn to wait on God. Here, patience is connected, and generally when you find the word patience, it's connected with suffering and persecution. It goes along the cross. It goes along with salvation. Amen. And when we find saints suffering over in the book of Revelation, he said, this is the patience of the saints. Amen. And so, anytime or anywhere you see the word patience, it has to do with the things we endure in this life. And we suffer with patience. Praise God. So we add patience. And to patience, godliness. Amen. Some of these overlap. It's hard for me to differentiate much between godliness and virtue because it overlaps so much. But godliness means holiness. Huh? It means wholeness. And you know, the more godly you get, the less this world's going to like you. Because they hated Him. God in the flesh. And He said, if they hated Me, they're going to hate you. And the more like God you get, the more the world's going to hate you. They're not going to like you. They're going to call you Holy Joe and Mr. Goodbar. And who do you think you are anyhow? Amen. And man, I think, here's what they'll say. You get a good experience with God, begin to go in grace, get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and testify a little. And the worldly church will say, they're puffed up with pride. No, they're puffed up with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It depends on what you're full of. Hot air or God. Amen. Praise God. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Come on. That overlaps with that blessing leaking out. We are kind to each other. Boy, you may joke around and prank around, but what's that? You can run that in the ground. Amen. So be careful. Joking and pranking around, I mean, don't run it in the ground. Don't go too far with it. Some folks may not be laughing. Come on. Oh, it's just a practical joke. Well, the Bible's got another word for it, foolishness. Amen. You go so far, you know. Praise God. It becomes foolish talking and jesting. I'm not against good humor, and God's not either. God, he had a sense of humor. He wouldn't have made the monkey and the parrot and some of the members of the churches that I pastored. Amen. But he's a good God. Amen. And he gives us the ability to laugh. It's a healthy thing to laugh. But don't run it in the ground. Okay. I mean, amen, somebody might not be laughing at brotherly kindness. Praise God. Be kind to your neighbor on his way down because, or in his way up. On your way up, you may meet him on your way down. Amen. And so brotherly kindness is very important in our everyday life. And you know, some people's lives are tore all to pieces because they never did learn to be kind. It's a constant fight. It's a constant fight. It's a constant fight. You don't do that. Read the Sermon on the Mount. It says, be good to your enemies even. Pray for your enemies even. Bless them which curse you even. Takes two to fight, don't it? Amen. Fight's over, one quits fight. Amen. Brotherly kindness. And then you add something else. We add to kindness charity. Charity is a good word. It's love in action. It's not just a said word. It's a do word. It's an active sense. Praise God. Love. Listen to this. I'm talking about precious faith plus everything. Hallelujah. And listen to this. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what if they're not in you? Will you be fruitful? If you are, it'll be bad fruit, won't it? But he that lacketh these things is blind. I don't care if he is a preacher. He's a blind leading the blind. What the Bible say, they both fall in the ditch, didn't he? Amen. He's blind and can't see afar off. By the way, do you like my new glasses? I didn't get them at the thrift store neither. The ones I've been wearing cost me 60 cents. These cost me $185. I broke down and bought me a new pair of glasses. Amen. And I can't see no better out of them than I could see out of the ones that cost 60 cents. Clap again. Amen. Hallelujah. You know where I bought them, don't you? Amen. The ones that cost 60 cents. Amen. Hallelujah. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. I'm trying my best to see better. Amen. And I can see you back there, Jerry. Amen. Amen. And hath forgotten. That's a terrible thing to profess to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and forgot it. Forgot that you were purged from your old sin. Why? He didn't add all this other stuff. He didn't get all the options. I mean, he got a stripped down model. And after a while, he found out he didn't even get a set of keys. He just got a steering wheel. Amen. Because if you ain't got all these things, he said, you ain't going nowhere. Amen. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. What if you don't do it? For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. What if you don't do these things? after you know it and after God tells you to do it. Amen. Will you be just as well off? You know why so many people backslide? They didn't carry out this heavenly addition. I mean, if you can't add, get you a calculator. If you can't add, get you a computer. If you can't add, get you a wife that can. Amen. Get some help somewhere. Praise God. Amen. Add. Hallelujah. Go to a church that believes in heavenly addition. I mean, there are churches everywhere that believe you got it all when you got saved. And that's it. No. He said, add to your precious faith. If you don't want to backslide and lose out, add all these things. Make your calling and election sure. Keep going. Hey, don't we have something to look forward to? Well, that's where I started out, praise God. A person that's poor, you know, he's still got something to look forward to. A guy that's working every day and not making much money and hasn't even got a car, he has to thumb a ride to work, he can daydream about someday getting him a car or a bicycle or a moped or something. Amen. Hey, I'd rather have a scooter that you push with one foot that works than to have a Cadillac that wouldn't start and wouldn't take you no place. Amen. My dad jacked his old 37 Chevrolet up on rocks and left it in mothballs and went to the Navy, and we'd get in it and play like we was driving. One day my sister was in it, and she was playing like she was driving. She was waving at folks as she went by, driving down the road, waving at people, you know. And when she got out, she hadn't gone no place. That's where a lot of people go to church. They wave at everybody, and when they walk out the door, they haven't moved 10 feet. They haven't moved an inch in God. Amen. Hey, let's carry on some heavenly addition. What do you say? Let's get a little closer to heaven. Amen. Hey, we don't get too old to do it. Praise God. We can add to our faith virtue and to our virtue patience and patience, temperance and temperance, on and on and on, godliness. Hey, hallelujah. After a while, no matter what denomination you are, you'll be like Rick Bradley, who prayed through to this wholeness experience without even knowing there's anybody in the world that had it. He just preaching it out on the college's campus to who laid the chunk. Amen. Here come Jim Gillis along, told him there's a whole bunch of people believe like you believe. And he found us. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, it don't matter what denomination you are, you get this book and start this heavenly addition, praise God. Heaven gets real to your soul. Amen. Let's come around the altar and let's pray, God, give me more of God. Let me be more like you. I know you can change my life, turn this darkness into light, and make me what you want me to be. Lord, make me what you want me to be. All the world might see Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Raise your hands and ask. Oh, yes. Tell it all to Jesus. Lord, you know what I need. Oh, yes. Yeah. praise God. I lost hold of God somewhere along the way. I've been reaping what I've sown. Now I pray, bring back the joy I once had. Peace that men don't understand. And I never will quit holding to your hand. Help me sing it tonight. Lord, make me what you want me to be. All the world might see Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Lord, I cannot make my journey all alone. I need your strength to travel on when mine's gone. And with joy I know someday I'll walk through those pearly gates. 'Cause you made me what you are me to be. Help me now. Lord, make me what you want me to be. All the world might see Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Tell Jesus about it right now. This goes along with the message you preached a while ago. This second verse is written because after I got saved, I added the wrong things back. And I took back on the things that I'd give up. And pretty soon I was professing to be saved, going to the same places and doing the same thing I'd always done. I was even missing church and Sunday school to play ball. God dealt with me so severely and whipped me so hard. I thought every thunderclap was chasing me. Every lightning bolt was chasing me. Depression was so deep and darkness so dreadful. I said, God, I'll give it all up. And before I ever felt the presence of God again, I gave it all up. I gave up all the world. I tell folks, if you live like I preach, you won't have no place to go but to church. Woo, hallelujah. That's what this second verse is about. I lost hold of God somewhere along the way. I've been reaping what I've sown. Now I pray, bring back the joy I once had. Peace that men don't understand. And I never will quit holding to your hand. I'm going on with God. The Lord, make me what you are. me to be. All of her, I'd see Jesus with me. Know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Raise your hands and praise him again tonight.